Okay. So what's going to happen? So once the trumpet blows, and Jesus Christ and the he will come back to the clouds. So here is a cloud here.
然后当这个号角声吹起的时候，耶稣基督他就会下来，他会在云上，云朵中。
That's why we shouldn't call it the coming of Jesus Christ, because the coming of Jesus Christ means he's going to come back to Jerusalem, to the Mount of Olives.
所以我们在这时候不能说耶稣基督来了。因为如果说耶稣基督回来了，那时候他应该是他要回到耶路撒冷，就是在未来七年大灾难之后。
It's not his time to come to the earth.
所以在这个时候，所谓被提的时候，他其实是不会真的下降到人间的。
Okay, but he's coming back to the clouds so he can meet us, and then he'll take us all back to heaven.
但是他会在云彩间。等待我们这些被提的人一起进到天堂。
And the New Testament saints, the Christians in heaven, they will come all the way down to the earth in interim bodies to rise first. That's what we saw just in this verse now. 1 Thessalonians 4:16. They actually come back to the place where they died. They come back to the place of their death, they get changed into their bodies, and then we all meet up back in the clouds. The bodies are changed a millisecond before we get changed.
所以这个在云彩间呢，除了耶稣基督来迎接我们这些被提的教会时期的人之外，那那些在教会时期先死去的人，他们本来在天堂用临时的身体等待的这些祖先们，也是基督徒们，他们会下来，同样的在这个云彩间大家集合。
Okay.
这些都是教会时期的人哦。
Now we can make the statement that when these people come back, they come back to the place of their death or the place of their burial, the place where their bodies were buried or maybe even cremated, for example.
哦，那些在教会时期先去世的人，他们其实是回到地球他死去的身体的坟冢那边。
Okay, and we have reference to this in the Old Testament. You know, the Old Testament saints will be resurrected as well.But because remember Abraham, when he was buried, he wanted to be buried next to his wife.
我们先看看旧约里面有提到，当亚伯拉罕他死去的时候，他是被埋葬在撒拉的旁边。
Okay, and for Joseph, Joseph died in Egypt, but he wanted to be buried in the place of Abraham.
然后呢，约瑟在死去前，他也跟他的小孩子讲说，请把我跟我的祖先们一起埋葬。
Yeah, and so we can assume that they knew about the rapture as well, the resurrection of the Old Testament saints. Yeah, so they had the doctrine about their resurrection, and they wanted to be resurrected together.
而从这里我们可以理解，就是这些在旧约时代的这圣人们，他们其实都知道将来他们要等待未来会被复活。
So yeah, this is why a lot of people, I think, you know, it's not just an emotional thing they want to be buried next to somebody, but from a spiritual point of view, they would like to be raptured up. So as they're floating up to the clouds, they can be with those people that they love.
而且他们甚至呢都希望是葬在一起的，就跟祖先们葬在一起，因为他们希望他们将来被复活的时候呢，他们是跟所有的祖先一起，跟他的家庭的成员一起复活，然后大家都在一起的状态。
And that's why Jews, as part of their religious law, they're to be buried, not to be cremated.
所以在犹太人的习俗里，他们是不做火化的，他们是被埋葬的。
And most Christians like to be buried rather than cremated.
而且大部分的基督徒也都喜欢被埋葬，而不是被火化。
Okay. Now, occasionally Christians are cremated. Like my father, for example, he'd already made his will before he believed in Jesus Christ. He said he wanted to be cremated.So my father, he died as a Christian, but he was cremated. His body was burnt.
但像是 Tim 他的父亲呢是火化的，虽然他已经是一个基督徒。
I think it's more of a, like a pagan religion thing where people like to be cremated because they think, you know, their ashes go off with the environment and now they can be one with the world. P-A-G-A-N. In some religions or some beliefs, people like to have their ashes, you know, they like to be burned.
But your father is a Christian.
Yeah, but he made the decision before he believed. He believed in the last few days before he died. And then none of my family were Christians. My mother organized the funeral. So that's why he was cremated.
所以他父亲因为在他成为基督徒前就已经下了，就是立下了他的遗嘱，说他将来死后要火化，所以他一死后六天内他就被火化了。
But, you know, God takes care of the details. So just because you're cremated as a Christian doesn't mean you're not going to get a resurrection body.
但是上帝呢，就算给我们了一个状态，就算你只要你是基督徒，你就是会复活，就算你被火化了，还是会复活。
Yeah, see, I need to mention that because some people do get worried. They think, well, you know, what happens if my father, he was created, but he was a believer, or you know, they worry about how they should be buried. It really doesn't matter.
所以有些人会担心说，被火化了的基督徒是不是可以复活？这件事情在从圣经上看来是没有这个问题的。
I can understand how people like to be buried close to their family because when people come to the graves and they're all there together, I guess.
所以当有些人他们希望跟家族都葬在一起，其实是方便于后来后人来敬拜。
Yeah, but we certainly don't go to our ancestors' graves to worship them. That's a false thing.
但是我们其实是不能够对我们的这个祖先做敬拜的这种事情的。
Yeah. And even if you go there to say hello, that's a stupid thing to do too.
就算你到坟墓前去跟你的祖先说 hello, 也都蛮笨的。
Okay, because they're not there, they're dead.
因为他们已经死了，他们不在那。
Yeah, they're in heaven or they're in Hades, one or the other.
他们可能在天堂或地狱。
Okay, so just to finish off what we're talking about here, you have these believers in interim bodies and they come down to the earth.
好，那些在教会时代去世的人，他们在天堂带着他们临时的身体，在这个被提的那一刻，他们下来到这个地上，回到他们的跟着这其他的在地上的信徒一起，要到云间、云彩间跟耶稣会合。
As they come to the earth, as soon as they get to the earth, the bodies are changed in the twinkling of an eye. So a very quick moment of time, and the body is changed from the interim body to the resurrection body.
但他们下来的那一个到地上的那一瞬间，他们的身体就从所谓的临时的身体变成了复活的身体。
And Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 that the dead in Christ, so that's those people, they will arise first. So they will go up just a little bit before us. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16.
按照帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十六节说的，这一些在过去先去世的教会时期的信徒呢，他们会比我们还在地球上要被提的人先一步去跟耶稣基督见面，带着他复活的身体。
Okay, and then immediately after the believers who are still on the earth at that time, they will also be changed, and then we go up to the cloud, somewhere up in the atmosphere.
而我们这还活在世间的这些信徒呢，接下来就会被提 with resurrection body,
yeah, with resurrection body.
然后带着复活的身体在云间跟他们会合。
So the believers in interim body are changed from interim body to resurrection body.
而那些之前在天堂的人，他们下到地上来的那一瞬间，他们就从临时身体换成了复活的身体。
And just like a split second, a very small part of a second afterwards, then we who are on the earth, assuming we're on the earth, get changed from a physical body to a resurrection body. We don't go into the interim body.
而还活在地上的这些教会时期的信徒，他们就立即变成从这个所谓的就是实体的身体变成了复活的身体，所以这一群人是不会有临时的身体这件事情，他直接就进入了复活的 body, 复活的身体。
Okay. And then it says in 1 Thessalonians 4:17, then we who are alive and remain, meaning on the earth, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds.
所以我们这些在还活在地球上的信徒呢，就带着就是转换成的复活的身体，在云间跟他们相会合。
To meet the Lord in the air.
然后在云间跟我们的主耶稣基督会合。
So notice again, you know, Jesus Christ is not coming to the earth. He's going to wait for us up in the air.
所以呢，耶稣基督其实是在空中跟我们相会的，他并没有来到地球上。
And then he's going to take us all back to heaven.
他迎接我们，带着我们一起去天堂。
Okay. Now just go over the details. There's a sort of a chronology of the rapture. Okay, so I can bring this up on my screen, I think. I'll show this one here. So as a chronology means the events that are taking place.
好，那所以呢，我们现在要谈的是这个所谓被提的年表。
Number one, the rapture takes place.
第一个动作是当提的这个动作发生。
And we go back to heaven.
然后我们去到了天堂。
And then in heaven we have what's called the big genuflex, which is really where everybody is together and bowing down to Jesus Christ.So just the big bow down, I guess you could say that.
然后呢，发生的是一个超级大的敬拜。
Okay, and that's where you know, every knee will bow. So you know, everybody in heaven is going to bow down and recognize Jesus Christ as their Savior, which we have already, but this is an official manifestation.
然后我们都一起跟耶稣基督做一个大的朝拜。
This is during the 7 years of tribulation on the earth. Remember that we'll be up in heaven for 7 years.
然后我们会在天上待七年，那地上呢，则是七年的大灾难。
The next on the agenda is the judgment seat of Christ. It's the Bema throne where we're evaluated.
然后呢，我们这些信徒呢，在天上呢，会被叫做白马的审判。Judge,
Don't say it's the white throne.
It's 白马 white horse.、Right?
Oh, no.、
Hmm?What did you say?
Oh, Bema. Bema is a Greek word. It means evaluation.
Okay, 好，这是对不起啊，就刚刚的意思就是说，然后我们在信徒呢，就在天上呢会被评估。
So this is found, for example, we see 2 Corinthians 5:10, also in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, talking about the works. You'll be evaluated on your works. Are they human works or are they divine works?
好，所以呢，在这个哥林多前书第三章和第五章里面都有提到说，我们这些信徒会因着我们的在人世间的做的功，以及在灵性生活上做的功，会被评估。
And as a result of the evaluation, some believers will get crowns to put on their head.
那经过这个评估之后呢，有一些信徒呢就会被戴上冠冕。
Some believers will be given special kinds of a cloak or a kind of a robe to wear.
然后有一些人呢会给披肩。
And the rest of them will be naked.
那有一些呢什么都没得到，就是什么都没得穿。
These are the ones who will experience the shame.
这在那个时候呢就会有一种蛮羞耻的感觉，如果什么都没得到。
Okay, but it's just a temporary shame.
但这只是一个暂时的。
See what Jesus is doing, he's dressing up the bride. For those that deserve the crowns and the robes, yeah, these are going to be the first ones in the procession to come back to the earth.
而这些戴上冠冕跟披上披肩的呢，他们是会先来到人间的，先回来人间的。
Yeah, he's preparing his bride in the pretty clothes to come back.
而这些人就像是耶稣的新娘，有耶稣帮他们装扮好了，要一起回到地球。
Okay, but don't be mistaken, because whether you get rewards or you don't get rewards, you are still considered the bride of Christ.
但不论你有没有得到这些加冕，你都被是当作耶稣的新娘一样的对待。
Okay, and then we will return with Christ at the end of the tribulation.
我们所有的这些信徒都将在七年大灾难后跟着耶稣一起回到世界。
And that's when Jesus Christ wipes out the enemies of Israel upon the earth.
那在回来的时候呢，耶稣就会把所有在地球上面的这些仇敌都杀尽。
Okay, you have the baptism of fire.
然后你会有火的洗礼。
Let's go back to this chart. We're also going to have the Old Testament saints and they will be resurrected. So at the beginning of the millennial kingdom, you have the resurrection of the Old Testament saints.
那在这个千禧年开始之前的一开始前哈，那些旧约时代的圣者，他们会得到复活。
And just one last concept to finish off with today.
好，最后一个概念在这边，今天结束课前要跟大家讲。
When we return to the earth, it's going to be what's called the wedding feast.
The return, sorry.
Well, so when we return to the earth, and after everything's settled down, the enemies are taken care of,、uh-huh. now we have the big wedding party.
好，在这个我们跟随着耶稣基督回到世界，好，然后呢，耶稣基督也把所有的仇敌都杀死的时候呢，我们会有一个非常大的一个婚礼。
It's a great celebration.
这是一个非常大的庆典。
And this is the official wedding. See that the bride is now ready, but the wedding feast. And this is where the bride and the groom celebrate the wedding.
好，那这个最大的庆典呢，其实就是这个整个婚礼的一个庆典。
And with a wedding, you need the bridesmaids and you need the friends of the groom.
而在一个婚礼里面呢，你会有这个新娘的伴娘跟新郎的伴郎。
Okay, and the bridesmaids are going to be the saints coming through from the tribulation. So this is in Matthew 22:1-14. These are the bridesmaids.
在马太福音的22:1-14里面特别提到呢，谁是这些新娘的伴娘呢？就是在大灾难时期信主的人。
And then we have John, we call him John the Baptist, or the one who baptized Jesus Christ and baptizing other people. He makes a statement in John 29:30, which helps us understand that the Old Testament saints, but not the tribulation saints, the Old Testament saints, these are the friends of the groom.
而在约翰福音的29:30里面提到呢，就是在施洗约翰他所当时受洗的那一些人，他们将会是新郎的伴郎。
Okay, so you know, this just to finish off, we have the concept of the church is the bride, Jesus Christ is the groom, obviously. The church is the bride, and you have the tribulational saints and the Old Testament saints. They make up the wedding party. So that's the bridesmaids and the friends of the groom.
好，所以我们在这边总结就是呢，耶稣是新郎。而所有在教会时期的信徒是新娘，而在大灾难时期的信徒是伴娘，然后旧约时代的信徒是伴郎。
And it's going to be a great party.
所以这是一个非常盛大的婚礼。
Something we can all look forward to.
我们都可以期待咯。
Okay, let's bow our heads.
那我们低头祷告。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the revelation that your scripture has revealed your thinking to us.
我们要感谢上帝让我们从启示录里面得到启示。
That we can know of these great things which are going to happen in our future.
而且让我们知道将会有这伟大的事情将会在未来发生。
We also give thanks that great things happen in our lives every day.
我们也感谢每天都有这么多好事发生在我们的生命中。
Because you have prepared everything for us in order that we can be protected.
因为你为我们准备了所有的事情，让我们可以得到保护。
And provided for in such a perfect way.
而且能够提供我们在最完美的一个方式。
And so we give thanks for all these things in the name of your Son.
我们的感谢是因着主耶稣，您的圣子主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.Okay, I'll see you all, possibly on Tuesday.
好，我们星期二晚上见。